what happens when you take a global view of security and see it through the eyes of someone that spent the last year flying between London, Sydney, Singapore, Tokyo, and Europe? Well, today's guest is Darren Fields, and he knows that perspective better than most. Because as Senior Vice President for UK and Asia Pacific at iGel Technology, he's helping redefine what prevention first security looks like at the endpoint. And from landmark partnerships with Lenovo, Palo Alto Networks and CrowdStrike to a fresh focus on disaster recovery and AI readiness, iGel's ecosystem is expanding incredibly fast. And here at Now and Next in Frankfurt, Darren explains to me how regional differences are shaping adoption and why prevention first is replacing a reactive defense and what it takes to move from buzzwords like zero trust to tangible results. And he will also share today how the company's partnerships are helping enterprises simplify complexity, control costs, and turn the endpoint into a strategic control point for business continuity. So as we approach another year of rapid change in cybersecurity and AI, how can organizations build the resilience before they need it? And also, what can Darren's global travels tell us about the shared challenges uniting every IT leader from Tokyo to London and beyond? A quick thank you to our sponsor for supporting this mission to make technology more accessible and more relatable. And their backing helps me produce over 60 thoughtful interviews a month and share how innovation is continuously changing our world. As you all know, I often talk to founders and business leaders who spend months building incredible products. But it's easy to forget how that one overlooked login or unsecured Wi-Fi connection can bring everything crashing down. That's where NordLayer comes in. It's a business security platform built for the modern hybrid team. No hardware, no complicated rollout, just a simple toggle-ready solution that lets you secure your entire network in minutes. And it does this by combining VPN, access control, and threat protection so your people can connect safely from anywhere. So your people can connect safely from any device and any network and anywhere. So whether you're 5 people or 500, you can scale it within a few clicks and sleep better knowing that your data is protected by the same team behind NordVPN. So if you've been putting off network security because it feels too technical or too expensive, don't wait any longer. Please visit nordlayer.com/techtalksdaily and use the coupon code techdaily-28 for 28% off your plan. But now, on with today's show. So a massive warm welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me here at iGel's Now and Next in Frankfurt. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
First of all, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm Darren Fields. I head up the UKI and Asia Pacific business for iGel.
Now, before we met today, I had to do a little research on you, and I quickly learned from LinkedIn that you're either in Sydney, Singapore, Tokyo, or today, Frankfurt. So I've got to ask, what has all this global travel shown you about the different challenges and opportunities that are facing customers in each region? Are there any synergies, any trends? What are you seeing here?
I think it's different in each territory. Yeah. I think that's very clear to see. I look at, for example, Japan, much more conservative. They don't like change. So you really have to find where the problems are and understand how you can help them very quickly. We're seeing other areas that really do understand why iGel. They understand the relevance by industry. I think of ANZ, things are just going very well there. Customers really get it. And we had a great attendance. We had an iGel on tour there a few weeks ago and fantastic attendance. Asia generally, again, really good messaging, resonating with customers, really good conversations progressing. And also, from a UK and Ireland perspective, we have some really great customers, verticals are growing fast. We're seeing the emergence of, you know, different verticals like finance are really coming to the fore, where they see challenges and they're making changes, and that benefits us. So, you know, we really do see a message that resonates with the market.
It really does feel like you've got quite a unique vantage point there with the air miles that you're covering. And I think iGel's partnership momentum also seems stronger than ever, from Lenovo and Climb Channel Solutions to Palo Alto Networks. What do you think is driving this surge in collaboration? And how do you see these partnerships helping customers move from complexity to simplicity and security, which is something that so many are chasing right now?
So we've worked really hard rebuilding the channel in a number of the countries over the last few years. And I think customers are really excited, and that's driving an excitement in our partners. You know, they see the opportunity to improve their relationships with their customers, helping them with their value propositions and fixing problems for their customers. And we're seeing that across many, many partners. And as we go on this journey of the preventative security model and the iGel Ready program, we're integrating and working with many, many more partners. And some of these are global partners, some of these are local partners. We're all with that same ambition of how do we help the customer improve their endpoint strategy.
And I think the announcement around Palo Alto Networks is particularly interesting. So how does that partnership reshape the balance between strong security, smooth user experience, for example, especially for industries like healthcare and finance, where things like compliance are just non-negotiable? It feels like that's a big part of it.
It is. And you know, customers are really taking us down that journey. I mean, I look at this, you know, we talk about the preventative security model, and it really is redefining our place from a security perspective. And then you start to work with the Palo Altos, the CrowdStrike, you know, I have many customers right now saying you have to integrate with CrowdStrike. And as long as you do that, you know, we're going to be very successful together. But we can see that across many different, you know, partners, potential partners in the industry, like the Paolos and others. Yeah. So, you know, we see that just broadening our potential reach, and they see the opportunity. It strengthens their value proposition to sell a solution alongside us.
And I was also reading that you've said before that the endpoint has become the control point for everything from zero trust to business continuity. So how do you see that role evolving, especially as things like AI and automation continue to change the way IT teams operate day to day?
I see us as the sort of the glue in the middle, really, that brings all of those different solutions together. You know, you think about, Klaus mentioned earlier, like the three-ring circle. You talk about the hardware providers, you talk about the VDI, you talk about the zero trust. You know, we sit firmly in the middle of bringing all of those solutions together to provide that adaptive secure desktop and giving that contextual access that our customers want. So I feel we're very much integrated in all of those pieces.
And I'm also curious, across all your travels, what are the biggest mindset shifts that you're seeing from IT leaders in particular? Are they still reactive to threats, or are we finally seeing that prevention first culture beginning to take hold? Or is that a utopia that we're a long way from? What are you seeing? You're laughing there. So,
Yeah, I think it's a utopia that we are still a long way from, but there are definitely examples of customers making change. You know, I see a lot of very, very large customers starting to question, for example, bring your own device. And was that a good strategy for them? And some of them are literally ripping it out and saying, no, we need a much more centralized control. And that's where iGel helps them to take that centralized control. So we're seeing different things across different industries, but we're a long way from utopia. I mean, there's a lot to go, long way to go yet.
And you mentioned bring your own device. What about bring your own AI? Is there a lot of nervousness around that too?
There is definitely nervousness around AI and where that's going. But, you know, wherever you go, again, I was in a meeting in Japan, and I talk about Japan being quite conservative. This customer was leading the charge. I mean, they're taking a secure browser approach with iGel. So they've ripped out VDI completely. So you're just, you know, seeing little snippets of, okay, we're taking a few different strategies.
And of course, we're both from the UK, and there's been some pretty high-profile attacks there, from Marks and Spencers to Jaguar, Land Rover, etc. Is that changing perspectives in the UK and Europe? Because it's no longer what might happen, but it will happen.
Yes, I think it is changing perspectives. Yeah. These were big outages, very, very forefront of media attention, and I think it's having a big impact. And I think people are starting to question, have we ticked all the boxes, or do we need to tick all the boxes?
Yeah, 100% with you. And I think business continuity and disaster recovery, they used to be seen as backup plans. But with iGel, you position them as central to the modern workspace, which I think is one of the many things that separate you guys from everyone else. But how do you convince organisations to think about continuity as a design principle rather than just a safety net? Is that still a challenge?
I think it's still a challenge, but I think, you know, I've seen significant pipeline starting to build around BCDR. Mm. And I think it really does resonate with our customers. They've spent a lot of time thinking about their sort of disaster recovery around data centers. You know, how do I have isolated environments for my data storage? You know, but they haven't really done that on the endpoint. And 90% of attacks come through the endpoint. I mean, there was only a recent report. So, you know, they have to start thinking about, well, how do I secure that area? Because, well, I'm not securing that area. I'm leaving myself open.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, we're here talking it now and next. It's day one today. Seen a lot of keynotes this morning. I think something like 10 announcements. What did you take away from everything that you saw, and what excites you about that long list of announcements?
I just love the journey we're on, to be honest. I mean, I think back to when I came, it was like, I just loved the vision, the journey, where we were going. And for me, when I see these announcements of, you know, now we've got the AI focus and we're moving on to other things and we're starting to grow that focus into other areas, it just continues to grow the excitement of the journey we're going on.
And it's easy to forget that it wasn't that long ago we were in Miami, and there was a long list of announcements there, and we'll be thinking about Miami next year as well. It's like a big train just keeps on going, isn't it?
And that's the point. It's just continual growth. And, you know, we're seeing it. It's resonating. We're growing. And we're just seeing customers get excited about the journey that we're talking about and why we're on that journey. So,
and away from the keynotes, if you're looking at the show floor there, there's a lot of partners here, there's a lot of customers. You must be having so many conversations, not to mention back-to-back interviews like you're having today. But any big takeaways there from the conversations, just for people listening around the world thinking, oh, what they're talking about here?
I think it's what we've just talked about. They see a shift. They see customers starting to question, are they handling security in the way they should be? Are they looking at costs and where they can make savings potentially in the way they should be? And they're starting to question. And I think that's a positive. They're starting to want a much more robust strategy, security strategy around their endpoint.
And you mentioned question there. Is there one big question that you hear a lot, or any trends that you hear mentioning here?
I mean, I have one customer recently. They talked about, for example, how do I drive more savings? And they did some analysis, and they're talking about, for example, 8 to 12 security agents can be removed by putting iGel across their endpoints. Yeah. Right, that's significant saving, right, across the software stack. That's before you start looking at hardware and other aspects. So, you know, that's you know, a more secure environment with money that they can effectively put into other areas where they need to reinvest. And so, yeah, I think they're starting to question a lot of these areas.
And I do attend a lot of tech conferences here, and sadly, many appear to be very, very similar, with AI shoehorned into everything. It almost feels at this one that it's consciously not mentioned so much. Is that something that a very conscious effort?
I think everyone's on that AI bandwagon. I think we've all been on it for a while. We talk about it all the time. I use it all the time. Yeah. But, you know, I think you've got to get it right. And I think we're trying to launch things at the right point where we feel that it's got a real meaning to it, rather than just jumping on an AI bandwagon.
And that really comes across. And obviously, you've spent the last few months all around the world connecting teams and customers across multiple continents. And we're literally weeks away from 2020. So when we look to next year, what would you say your overall vision is for iGel's role in shaping that truly global and resilient endpoint ecosystem?
So I think the vision for me is really getting partners in each of the regions to understand our preventative security model, why that adaptive secure desktop sort of vision is important, and how BCDR can really help our customers have a proper failover situation. And I think if I can do that and we can get those right partners in the right regions helping us across the globe, we'll continue to grow, they will continue to grow, and we keep helping our customers. I think we're at a point where we're just about to really accelerate very, very fast. And because customers are starting to get it.
And I think that's a powerful moment to end on. But before I do let you go, I'm going to throw you a slight curveball here. You do a lot of traveling. Now, for the podcast, we have an Amazon wish list where I ask my guests to leave a book that they may like to recommend or a Spotify playlist for a song they'd like to add. I don't mind either. Guilty pleasures are allowed. But what's that final gift you like to leave everyone listening?
So my favorite book is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And it's a book I love. For me, you just get so many life messages, business messages without talking business. It's not a business book. It's a fictional book. But it's just got a wonderful message around it and about taking the journey and how you take the journey and what you learn on that journey. So I sort of relate. I feel we're on a journey. And so, yeah, I think that book really resonates.
Love that. And for everyone listening that can't attend, if they want to find out more about Now and Next or iGel, the journey, the latest announcements, anywhere in particular you'd like to point everyone listening if you want to connect with you or your team?
I think, first of all, please follow on LinkedIn and listen to all the great messaging we put out there. But obviously, yeah, please look at our website, see all the updates, connect with iGel, connect with myself. You know, we try to get as much messaging out there that hopefully helps our partners, our customers, and our networks as well.
Well, I will have links to everything so people can find out more information, get all everything that they need. But when's your next flight? I've got to ask, you're flying home from Frankfurt in a few days. When's your next one?
In 2 weeks, I go to Japan for Omnisa One and their event in Tokyo. Only there for a few days, and then hopefully I can have some downtime with no travel for a few weeks anyway.
Fantastic. Well, for anybody listening in Japan, I urge them to come check you out. Maybe say hello. Maybe say that they heard you in Frankfurt talking to me, but more than anything, just thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Hearing Darren talk about prevention first security, I think makes one thing clear. Resilience is no longer a side project. It's actually a design principle. And from listening to his travels, I think he's seen the same themes repeat. Organisations questioning old models like bring your own device, rethinking of cost structures, and a realisation that most threats still start right at the endpoint. And iGel's model of adaptive and secure desktops and built-in business continuity all feel incredibly timely in a world where downtime can cost millions, or in Land Rover's case, billions. And I also appreciate the transparency around things like AI. I mean, rather than racing to badge every product as AI-powered or AI-driven, Darren described a much more deliberate path, which I felt incredibly refreshing. Something focused on meaning and timing. And that restraint may prove to be the smartest long-term strategy of all. So, if today's conversation has inspired you to rethink your approach to prevention, continuity, and global endpoint strategies, please check out iGel's latest updates on LinkedIn, go through their website. And before you go, take a page from Darren's recommendation here, The Alchemist. I'll be adding that straight to our Amazon wishlist. And I think his story is just a reminder that every professional journey, even one that spans different continents, it's really about just learning from the road itself. But over to you. What will your next chapter look like? Please pop by techtalksnetwork.com. Let me know your thoughts. And other than that, I'll be back again very soon with another guest. Bye for now.